I was curious as to whether there's any health concerns. No, what exactly? Relax, dude. I think sometimes people just write in or call into this show just to brag.
And yeah, my dick is 30 inches. Is that a bad thing?
It's too big and I produce too much fluid.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dr. Drew After Dark. We appreciate your emails. We appreciate your voice messages. And we appreciate the videos, of course. And I appreciate the booth boys. Hey, man, gentlemen, how's it going? Got full compliment in the house today.
Hey, what's up?
Chuck the Lutz.
Just saying. All right. I'm not quite sure where to start today. I just let me start with this. Do I express to you guys enough how much I love you and appreciate you and how much I enjoy not just working with you guys, but being a part of this whole operation?
Oh, true.
I'll let that sort of laissez tomber, as
they say.
Well,
I'll tell you what. We love you too, buddy.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm always going to be happy with everything you guys do to me, or I'm going to feel good about it all the
time.
That's
all part of a normal, healthy relationship.
Not mine. Not like this. But that I do appreciate you guys, and I appreciate being a part of this whole thing. And sometimes when I come in here and start working, I am just delighted. And it's not just you guys. It's also your mom's house world, too. I'm delighted to be a part. I think I've mentioned this before, that you guys welcomed me in early on. I didn't quite understand how I fit in. I still don't exactly understand it, but I enjoy it. I enjoy being a part of it. And I do feel like there's something in this show that is sort of a next generation of the old Loveline show that Carole and I used to do, in that we are getting at some of the stuff that you guys don't have anywhere else to go. Now, all that we put around it is sort of, you know, necessary to keep attracting you into your mom's house, into your Dr. Drew After Dark environment. But then we do give you some good good stuff, like this one, pain in the old shaft. Let's just cut the old small talk and get down to the old common potatoes. So I'm saying, your mom's house world, they're just full of poets. I had a crazy ex break my dick like 3 years ago. They said I hurt the urethra. I couldn't get hard for a long time. So let's talk about, we've talked about dick fractures in the past, have we not?
Right. We know some of the famous ones. I know Dennis Rodman has had one or two.
Yeah. One or two.
Yeah.
And so it again.
They made a cartoon out of it.
Oh my God. So it's an actual breaking, rupturing of the two cavernous, or one or the other, or both of the two cavernous bodies that fill with blood when man gets an erection. But sometimes it actually will cut across the urethra also. So you can get a urethral tear in addition to tears.
That's a surgery.
Well, that's what he's talking about here. They said I hurt the urethra. I couldn't get hard for a long time. I barely could take a piss without being in tears. Yeah, it's like peeing fire for a while that heals up.
How long is a while?
Probably a few weeks. Yeah. And wait, they may have left a catheter in for a while too. It's after the catheter comes out. What's that, Annie?
How you break a dick? What's she do? Like she snapped
the most. Yes.
Oh.
Nadav, I thought Annie knew all about this.
No, man.
Okay. About breaking his dick.
I thought we talked about this before. No,
I mean, I remember some girl like,
this ain't nothing. This is gonna dwarf the clown hand coming out of the toilet drain. this is gonna dwarf that for you.
Oh,
I promise.
Shit.
So the most common way for this to happen is typically girl on top, moving with a good deal of energy. Dick comes out, girl goes back down and misses. Dick literally ruptures, fractures.
God, I do remember that. I do remember that.
And it will manifest. And when it happens, what happens is the erection deflates immediately because you've ruptured the cavernous body's ability to fill. It's like you broke the glass. Like it's all the water's draining out.
Where does the blood go?
It goes into the surrounding tissue and your whole pelvic area and your penis turns purple.
It will look like
a purple mushroom is what some of the patients have described it to me when they're looking at this, not understanding what's happening. And you have to go, we're going to find, let's see if there's actually pictures of it. Penile fracture, blah, yeah, let's see real images. Let's see if the, blah, 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 blah. Day I broke my dick. No, there's not a bone in there, everybody. There's no bone in the penis. But no, see if you can find an actual picture of it because it's just a big deflated purple mass. Oh, there we go. It's getting right. There's a certain kind of fracture right there where it sort of becomes like a bleb, and there usually it just extravasates all over the place.
Well, we can't show the people at home what this looks like, but just know that
it looks like a tire with a giant blood bleb coming out of the side of it.
This guy's dick looks like a burn victim. It's like a big old blister.
Keep going down. Oh, it's like a blood blister. Yeah, giant blood blister. Yeah. Keep going. Jeez. Oh, Rodman, there he is with his broken penis.
No, but then that's the bone too, right?
Yeah, there's no bone. There's no bone.
That's just like a meme.
That is a meme. Okay, that is a cartoon. Okay. There's no bone in the penis, everybody.
All right. I think we're just scrolling closer and closer to porn here.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yep. Yeah. This is porn. All right. Let's get out of here.
So here we go. So it can be repaired surgically. The problem is sometimes guys get like a tear in one side. They don't go through and through or don't hit both of them. And they'll sort of, you know how men are, they just ignore it. I mean, Annie, imagine you got like a little bleb out one side and it was kind of painful and you're like, fuck it, this is going to get better in a couple of days, right? Just need to work it out.
Yeah. As long as you touch it long enough, it'll
That's right. So that doesn't get better by itself. It typically doesn't get better by itself, and it can cause a Peyronie's syndrome, which is a curve in the penis. So you do, and it can affect erectile function sort of permanently.
Hold on. Hey, I've heard curves in dicks kind of feels better sometimes.
It depends which way the curve's going, dude.
Yeah.
The downward curve is the one that women actually complain about most as hurting.
Wait, hold on.
If it's a hockey stick as opposed to a banana, that's not so wonderful either.
So you're telling me that if that happened and your dick looked like what, like the burn victim thing?
Yeah. I didn't look at it.
I wasn't building that case. I was building for like a small thing that he could choose to ignore. That one you couldn't ignore.
If you broke your dick, you would not go to a hospital.
I mean, how broken is it?
Right. See.
Hold on, let me open the tab.
No, I'm not going to look at it.
He's not unusual. He's not unusual, Nadav. That's what I'm saying. That's not unusual for men to behave like that. And what I'm saying is you do need to go get it fixed. You do need to get it fixed.
So Annie, if it looked like that, you're saying you wouldn't go to the hospital?
Let me try to squint and see it.
Yeah, let me just.
What's going on above that? There's a dog with a...
I can't really see it. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not doing it.
He doesn't want to go.
We're fine. We don't have a duck.
Listen, Nadav's not even going to be a gargoyle in the toilet when we finish with him. He's going to be like a drone. Okay. So now I'm going back to this guy who broke his dick. Now whenever I choke the old chicken and send out the whatever, the midsection of my shaft hurts. No surprise. You have sutures in there. If I force myself to pee for like 10 minutes and just stand there forcing it to come out, the pain goes away. What the fuck is wrong with my cock? Dude, go back to your urologist. My penis is slightly bent forward towards my stomach now. I told you, get a Peyronie if it's not properly fixed.
But that's the better one, right? You said it's only hurts when it goes down.
Yeah, it depends. Again,
you coochie, bro.
Didn't say only hurts
when
it goes down.
One.
I said that's the one that there's more complaints about. And it's not always... The way God made it is perfect for the female. If you start bending it around, the females ain't necessarily happy with it. Mommy and Booth Boys, this is directed to you guys. I'm a 30-year-old guy who's never been able to grow a beard on my cheeks, below my jaw and upper lip. I have hair, but I've been maybe a half dozen hairs across the cheeks. Do any of the products advertising increase beard growth, or are they just snake oil? Gentlemen, I'll let you answer first.
Does it say how old he is?
Josh,
he
I
said
assume
30.
30?
Yeah.
Yeah, 30-year-old guy.
Boy, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm 32.
Mm-hmm.
I have patches all over, and right. I noticed that it's slowly filling it. Like, it's never stopped filling out.
So it's gotten better as you've gotten significantly older.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the beard has never stopped filling out.
That happens. For the most part, this is a genetic phenomenon, you know, how you get hair growth and where. Though most men do have it at least around this region. It is something that if you took a lot of testosterone might change a bit, but you also then might lose your hair up here, right? So let God do his or her work.
Drew, I have a question for you. I'm not sure where, if I saw this in a commercial.
Got another one for you guys. Go ahead.
Dream.
Go ahead.
But have you seen those tools where it's like it's a perforated pizza slicer and they just kind of roll it over where they want hair and it like stimulates follicles? Does that sound like something?
It is. I think you saw an image and that's what your brain did with it. It doesn't really work like that. Yes. But there is, I know what you're talking about. And that was not so much the way they do it anymore, by the way.
But they did used to do it that way.
Sort of. Right. Plugs. You're talking about plugs. And plugs aren't really the thing right now. Big booty birth, mommy and booth boys, Dr. Mommy, to you. I've been noticing my wife's booty looking bigger and better, making me crave a bowl of cornflakes, Annie. I compliment her every single day on her ass. She was telling me how she believes that since she's getting close to 30, her body is preparing itself to give birth. She's never getting pregnant and currently not pregnant. Therefore, her butt and hips are getting bigger. How true is this? Thanks. Love the Booth Boys. Bet I'm coming up in May. No. No. Now, she may be sort of trying to attract you. You know what I mean? This is just where her fat is being distributed, right? And so she's gaining weight, and this is where it goes. That's the way it goes. And you like that. That's wonderful. Makes you crave cornflakes. I hope you guys know what that reference is. I hope you do. Can we show I and the cornflakes? Just to, we have that handy by any chance?
Not on
no,
hand right
damn.
Now.
I think that maybe that ought to be a drop that we have. So be that as it may, she is, you know, in some fashion, her body is trying to attract more penis. Let's be fair, but it's not about the pregnancy so much. But as you get past 30, you
wait,
know,
so her body is being like, hey, we're getting fatter, but let's move it to this part so that we could still be
something like, I don't want to get that specific about it. It's just more that she's gaining weight. It's going in the places that are associated
right
with
places.
Yeah, that's all.
Man,
hell, good for her. What's
baby,
up?
Baby in there doing squats when you ain't looking. She trying, bro. just be thankful.
Maybe.
Just be kind.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
exactly
appreciate
right.
what you got.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Randy. store.ymhstudios.com for merchandise. Don't forget that. And keep the emails and stuff coming. 818-253-1693 for the voicemails. drdrewafterdark@gmail.com for the emails. Let's hear a voicemail.
Hey, Hitlers. My name is Peyton. I'm from Maine. I have a question about my butthole. Not exactly my butthole. My butt crack. Every single time I have to poop, I get a lot of sweat in my butt crack, like all the way up even to my lower back. And it'll like sweat through my underwear and everything. This is every time I have to poop, hot or cold. So let me know. I know I shouldn't be concerned, but what is this? Let me know. And you bet I'm coming up in May.
You bet. It's a nothing, as you say. It's your autonomic nervous system. Adam Carolla used to have excessive forehead sweating. And there are procedures you can do for the hands and forehead to reduce the sweating. They actually go into the ganglia. There are sympathetic ganglia along the spinal column that they clip off. And the forehead will be dry. And they do the same thing. I think it's towards the, I don't know if it's in the armpit or just at the level of the armpit that they clip the ganglion for the hands. And this is a very troubling high problem, hyperhidrosis, where people like can't write because they get water all over the page and they can't hold things because they soak into the paper. And the forehead thing, Carolla used to go crazy with that because he felt like it made him look sort of suspicious, like he's lying or something. And that's why his forehead's breaking out. And that would make him more anxious. And then his forehead would break out even more. So he had the stellate ganglion block. I think it's called the stellate ganglion. And his ass crack started sweating. So the point is that your sweat is mediated by your autonomic nervous system. To some extent, it's the sympathetic system and the ganglia along the spine that regulate this. And there's something in your case about the autonomic feeling, the visceral feeling of needing to defecate that stimulates that region. It's probably a spinal reflex. You know, men get erections in the morning because of stretch on the bladder is one of the mechanisms where they get the erection. And there's a lot of spinal reflexing going on in that area of our autonomic system. And it can be a motor reflex. It can be an autonomic reflex. But the point is there's a lot of stuff operating in our body that doesn't necessarily make sense. It's just sort of part of how we regulate, and you know, these are parts of our body that are outside of our volitional control.
Wait a minute, hold up though. Are you telling me that if I like snipped all these ganglions or whatever the fuck in my body that I just don't sweat anymore? I could just get rid of that shit?
No, it wouldn't. No one would ever do that to you because you need to sweat to regulate your body temperature. It's a really important function, actually.
You need to, or like you
need
should?
To.
No, that's how you cool down,
yeah,
right, Dr.
You,
Drew?
Yes, you'd be in serious trouble if you. People that have no sweat actually have trouble. There's all kinds of problems with that.
What if I got a lot of fans, though?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, what if I had, like, great... What if I just
remained in an auto, you know what I'm saying?
Why are we going down
AC
this path?
AC controlled. I just don't like sweat. I don't like sweating.
So yeah. It's good. You can control it, stay in cooler environments. I know one likes sweating particularly, but it is sweat production is a very important. And by the way, there's no way you can eliminate all sweat production, I suppose. I mean, maybe there's some way, but no one is going to give you multiple blockades. However, I will tell you that if you go online and look at the reviews of people that have had this particular procedure, some of them will complain a lot about where the sweat goes, or that they feel like they're not connected to their body in the same way, and they have all kinds of physical complaints. So it's not...
That's fine. I mean, you know, I dissociate all the time anyway. I don't really feel in my body. I just don't like sweating.
We're going to talk about the dissociation stuff one day. We're going to talk more about that, my friend.
Here's an idea. Because dogs, like humans sweat...
Dogs pant.
...as a way to cool down. Yeah. And dogs pant. Like they pant with their tongue to cool down. Is there a way to have people hook up and cool down that way?
The answer
maybe
is...
that's how
I doubt it because we don't have the big surface area of the tongue and stuff. But I can't say it's not possible because to some extent expiration is part of the regulatory process. But body temperature is a regulatory process that has developed over hundreds of millions of years. I would not fuck with it. That's all I'm saying. Fucking with one little region, okay, it's worth it. And even with the nasty reviews that are out there, I still think it's worth it. And here, by the way, here's something I wanted to say. This isn't something that your mom's house is so interested in, but I do a lot of talking about COVID and COVID vaccines and informed consent and things like that. And one of the things that people were getting all upset about was the problem with the COVID vaccine is they weren't reporting, or there wasn't enough reporting so people could have really good informed consent. And that bothered me. But the fact that the vaccine for COVID had some side effects, and some of them quite serious, does not surprise me. And I thought, you know, in medicine, we do bad shit to people all the time to prevent worse bad shit. That's just what we do. And so in this case, blocking the stellate ganglion so people can function and shake hands and write again, it's worth the risk where some people don't like how they feel afterwards. As long as they understand that's a potential risk in the procedure, we do bad shit to prevent even worse shit or to treat even worse shit. So the fact that things have side effects when it comes to medicine or medical treatments, always we do bad shit. Mm. Bad shit happens. You walk across the threshold of a doctor's office, you're at risk. Shit happens. But what we're trying to do is to prevent worse shit or to manage worse shit. So
I have another sweat related question.
Oh God, you guys, go ahead.
It's a sweaty episode. So this is actually I've always thought my body was super weird. But I actually didn't start sweating from my armpits like until recently.
Hmm.
Like, I would say probably for the first 25 or 30 years of my life, I'd never sweat from my armpits. Like, I never understood pit stains. And now, just the left one's kind of active.
It happens. I know. People, I don't have a good explanation for you about that. Although, did you also, I've heard reported that people that have less pit sweat often have more sweating below the waist. Did you have that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. I had crazy swamp ass all the time.
Right. So that's kind of the way that goes. So your body has to regulate somehow, right?
Although I am noticing a lot less swamp ass since I started sweating out of my left pit.
Right. So for some reason, it's shifting back up to sort of where it should be. And there's a lot of other entity, you'll love this, primitive olfactory stuff going on with our whole sweat system. Huh. So the things that produce the sweat in the armpit are called apocrine glands.
I thought it was the ganglions.
No. The ganglia are in the neck that stimulate the glands. But the actual sweat-producing stuff includes this thing called the apocrine gland, which also creates the smell of the armpit. And those smells and the smells that we experience below the waist, which is why we have pubic hair, by the way, from an evolutionary perspective, had some distinct advantages to them, which is why we still have them. Okay?
I mean,
so don't fuck with it. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Okay. I mean, good.
But I thought as long as I fuck with it, so I'm preventing worse things from happening.
Yes.
Yes. Isn't that technically okay?
Yes, it's technically okay.
Okay, so let me ask you. So let me ask you, because I have an experimentation that I'm trying, and so far it's working. Hopefully I'm not doing something too
crazy.
Holy
Christ, what is he? Oh, shit. I'm holding on.
So Andy's
doing an experiment on himself, everybody. Holy shit. Okay, buddy, I'm ready. I'm locked in. I need a
supervised.
You guys have got to get a seatbelt for me for this chair. I can cinch it up. So when Andy starts to tell me about what he's doing, I can buckle in.
I'm just saying, okay,
maybe something go over my shoulder too. All right, here we go.
All right, so the when I use anti-perspirating, what is deodorant, right?
Do you use the anti-perspirant type, or do you use just the deodorant type, or do you use the mix?
I do use the anti-perspirant type.
Got it.
This is how the idea came to me, because I read it on the thing and I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. So you can block sweat if you use this, right?
Yes. So, to some extent.
So it blocks it on your arms.
To some extent, yeah.
So
use it all over your body?
What if you just kind of throw that all over your entire torso and then you don't sweat?
It's sort of like an aluminum hydroxide cream to do that kind of thing. There's actually creams you can put on. I don't think it's a desirable thing. I
smell good.
I don't know that that's true. I don't.
What do you mean you don't know if it's true? Are you saying I smell bad?
No. I don't know the aluminum hydroxide or the gel would smell good necessarily. You're going to smell like a pharmacy.
Oh, got you. Yeah. I thought you meant what I'm doing.
No,
because what I'm doing, I smell good. You know what I mean?
You're fine. I know what you mean. I got your back, man. You know what? You know I'm an Andy fan. You know that.
I'm just trying to do new things. I just don't like sweating.
Just keep using that brain for good. That's all I'm telling you. Make sure it stays on the side of good. Because if it goes bad, it's going to go very bad. So keep with the good. It's all good. It's all good over here.
You got it, man.
All right, man.
I'm with you.
Let's see a video. How about some TikToks just to kind of warm us up a little bit?
Hey, are there any females on here? Is it over 18 looking for a sexy hunk like me?
Oh, boy. Is he ever.
If you are, be a TikTok woman.
Oh, boy. So keep going. Is there more?
That's
enough.
It.
Yeah, that's it. He's got the cool guy teeth, man. He is in. Well done, sir. You're single. I can't understand why. I cannot understand. But you know what I love about people? There is somebody for everybody. And this guy will find somebody.
Right. Someone definitely wants this.
Yeah. 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 And
good
that's
morning,
what's
my dick.
That's what's beautiful about humans. Yeah. Are Christina and Tom still watching 90 Day Fiancé? That's what that drop is from. Because they got me so deep into it, I'm having trouble pulling out of it. And now my wife has found Extreme Cougars. You seen this?
Extreme Cougars.
You guys.
Is this on Cinemax?
No. It's like TLC or something. It's part of their crazy. It's similar to 90 Day Fiancé in terms of its vibe. Extreme Cougar or something. TV show, yeah. Extreme Cougar Wives. That's what it is. Extreme Cougar Wives. That's it. Yeah, there they are. There they is.
Oh, boy.
If you look, let me find a good one for you. There's a 90-year-old and a 40-year-old. In there somewhere, and she created
this one.
No, that one's young.
This is one of the young ones.
Yes, she created the Love Boat. She created the TV show, The Love Boat. This one woman.
Oh, all of a sudden, I'm understanding this.
I question the veracity of some of it. Some of it feels like they want to be on TV.
I'm understanding all of this.
You are understanding it. You're really getting
because I'm looking at this couple, and it's very clear what they're getting from each other.
Well, the guys get money typically. That's sort of what I see. And although sometimes they're just getting straight out sex with somebody that's sort of a sex addict, from long ago and is still active in their addiction. There is lower left corner. There they are, the 90-year-old and the 50-year-old. She is 90. She is 90. Geraldine is 90. And he is former Mr. California. Hey, well, good
times.
Wait,
she's 90. How old is this guy?
I think he's 40 something. 50 maybe?
I mean, that just kind of seems...
What?
I don't know. I'm almost not flabbergasted by this as much as the other ones.
Really?
Because, I feel like if a cougar goes for a 50-year-old, it's just good for her,
It is good for her. Listen, I'm not judging the women at all in any of this.
But then you see, this one, and then, that's more... That's more of a like, oh, wow, that's a crazy relationship. Because this guy's like, what, 20, 30?
He looks like he's, yeah, when you see the guys in the early 20s and the grandmas, it gets a little weird. Yes, I agree. So you get more weirded out by the, not so much the, I see, I get more a little more weirded out by the advanced age of the women, and you get a little more weirded out by the extreme youth of the males, which is.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh, this is a good one.
Hey, man. Good for them. I agree with you on good for them. So let's get off of this. but I want you to show it to Christina, okay?
I just think it's great that these two, that, you know, people are able to connect all over the world. And
I don't think she'll come back from this. I don't think Christina will emerge. I think this will lose her to this one.
Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So where were we? Give me a voice message. A voice message. Voice message, please. I'm lost in all this.
Hey, mommies. This is Connor. In regards to a recent podcast, Dr. Drew said that things can be absorbed through the rectum better than they can anywhere else in the body. So my question is, if you were to dump a clip inside someone's butt, would the semen get absorbed into the bloodstream? You better believe that I'm coming up in May.
I think you and I, the Booth Boys and I, need to do a sort of greatest hits show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We need to, you know, the we need to bring up all the references from your mom's house that we use a lot here and just revisit them all. You know what I mean? The I, the cornflakes, the you bet I'll be coming up in May, the hey Hitler. We just to do a wouldn't that be good? No?
Sure.
Okay. So somewhere down the line, not today, obviously. Let's do another voice message. Give me a female voice message. They're always so good. They're so sincere and they want an answer and they're really curious about whatever they're asking about.
Hi, Dr. Drew. This is my first time calling. So my question is, I just watched a video where the speaker casually mentioned that in warmer climates, girls get their periods faster than in colder climates. Is that true? I'm coming up in May.
Interesting. I don't know that I had heard that. And by earlier, you mean that they have menarche earlier, meaning they're during their development, their periods start early.
Like as younger girls?
Yeah. I think generally the periods, it's funny. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's pre-puberty, which is the hormones produced by the adrenal glands, which includes testosterone and estrogen to some extent. And obviously all the other usual adrenal stuff. And so women get, you know, they get pubic hair before they get breast development, which is an estrogen mediated phenomenon, which is when, say, the ovaries start to turn on. And these things can be somewhat uncoupled. There is early puberty more, we're getting earlier and earlier in this country, and people have been blaming estrogens in plastics and estrogens that are given to animals and milk and things like that, that may have something to do with it. But there's another phenomenon I've noticed. And I can't cite literature on this, but I've just sort of noticed this phenomenon that when a population, and particularly a young girl, is in a very stressful situation, sometimes puberty will come on early. And that makes some sense from an evolutionary standpoint. Because you got to quickly reproduce if things are going bad, right? If we're in trouble and we can reproduce and I'm going to die soon, I better reproduce and then see if my child can survive. Also, we get earlier periods when in times of plenty, which I assume is what we might be thinking about in a warmer climate. It's safer. There's more food around. There's less danger of cold. And so women will naturally have periods earlier, again, because they can reproduce more and more effectively in these safer environments. So there is something to that, although I've not heard that specifically. I don't know if there are other mechanisms afoot. Give me another voice message, please.
Dr. Drew, it's Ray from Florida. This question makes no sense, and I don't even know why it even came to my mind, but why is it that when you feel like you need to pee, you have the feeling in your dick or your balls, like it's not your bladder. It doesn't feel internal. Why is that? Keep it high and tight.
Well, let's do a little survey here. Guys, when you have to pee, where do you feel the discomfort?
Right in the balls, because that's where the pee comes from.
come on now. Where do you feel it?
I feel it in my dick.
In your dick?
Mm-hmm.
I feel it in my, I think, what is my bladder? I don't see
it's
it,
like,
but
like,
I think
it's like right
bladder.
Over the pelvic, the pubic bone, right?
Yeah, like right under my belly button. Yeah,
yeah, in that area. Who else is in there? Zolo, Chris?
I feel it in my dick. Yeah.
Feel it in your dick. This is really interesting. Anybody else in there?
No, it's just yeah. Okay. It feels like almost like there's a stopper right before the head, maybe.
Fascinating. Yeah. Because
is that what you feel, Zolo?
Definitely.
Cool. We pee the same, dude.
Fascinating. I think Ray has opened up a very interesting conversation here, quite inadvertently. Let's just say that most urologists this is not something I learned in medical school, let's say. But it seems like a very distinct and an interesting phenomenon. I definitely feel it in my bladder. And in fact, when I had a prostate before I had it removed, I'd kind of feel it more there even than in the bladder. You feel the pressure, right, Denny?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I feel like you guys are thinking that it's attached, knowing that it's attached to your dick. You're thinking that that's where you feel it, but it's
But you're making a classic mistake, which is, and I hear people do this all the time, which is for you and me, Annie, what these guys, what Zolo and Annette Nadav are describing is so foreign to us. We think, oh, you're just making a mistake. you're just misconstruing your bladder.
Yeah,
pain.
Something's wrong with you, yeah. Motherfuckers, for sure.
Yeah, we don't know how to read our bodies.
So I don't know why there is such a distinct difference. When you guys get up in the morning, Nadav,
yeah,
where do you feel the urge? And does an erection make it different or not?
Well, the thing is that, like, I've never really I'm trying to think.
What it's like in the morning? I can tell you exactly what it's like in the morning because it wakes me up half the time.
Well, no, because sometimes I don't even, like, I'll just stand over, like, in my morning routine is just standing over the toilet, and then just the muscle memory of doing that will make me pee.
Oh, so you have no sense you need to urinate when you get up?
Because, right, it's only jeez, when I have urgent pisses.
Okay, hold on.
Is when I feel it.
Annie, that seems weird, doesn't it?
That seems like something's wrong. Right. Seems like you need to go to the doctor.
Oh, is that a surgery, Dr. Drew?
All right, Zolo, what about you? When you get up in the morning, do you feel any different sense of urgency anywhere?
No, it's the same. I mean, same. I kind of got to pee right now, and it's all dick.
All dick.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. And if you have an erection in the morning, Zolo, is it different, still all dick, or does it go
same
different?
Thing.
And towards the tip of the dick, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Annie, help me with this. This is fascinating.
It's all in their head. They're thinking that
I don't
that
think
it's,
so. I don't know. I think it's somehow the bladder stretch is transmitting the feeling to the penis. In reality, it's got to be the bladder, right? I mean, Annie and I are just a better form of the human being, let's be fair. And so as a result, we feel what's really going on. But the body will refer things, you know, refer pains to different places.
Hold on. I don't think I heard you right. What did you say before?
I didn't say anything. How effing dare you? How effing dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, I know. And unless there's a piss kind of chilling in your dick, then I'm pretty sure you guys are just thinking that it's...
Well, it
dick,
is. It is. But just thinking it is the same thing as the body sort of giving in the information to make them just think it, right? It wasn't like they decided when they were children, I'm just going to feel my pee in my penis from now on. It just sort of develops that way.
Actually, you know what? Like now that we're just talking about this is making me need a pee, and I can actually now feel it, and I will compromise and say that it feels like it's maybe at the base of my dick.
Oh.
You see? We're halfway there.
Yeah, you're right. Well, isn't that interesting? So it's almost like, So
the piss stops right at the base of my dick.
Dr. Drew, it's Ray from Florida.
Ray, hold on.
Whoops.
I'm just thinking that Annie and I are just more tuned into our penis is what we're saying here.
I think about it all fucking day.
I understand
sense,
you know? I've known that about you. and that because we didn't have to tune in, and what's even more we have to get Zolo and Nadav have to kind of tune into that area. We're already there, number one. And number two, it's interesting to me that you, Annie, can dissociate very easily, and yet you're not into what's called somatoform dissociation, where you disconnect from your body so much, right?
I think I do disconnect from my body, just not when it comes to my dick. It's the one thing that I make sure stays intact, has my attention at all times.
Name of this show is Not When It Comes to My Dick. That's the name of the episode. Woo! Oh, the gift that keeps on giving, everybody. So let me talk about the email I was going to get to here. I have a question. I'm sure I've been on the show before, but when I ejaculate, I'm sure I've been on the show before.
I think he means his voicemails.
Oh, but when I ejaculate with my partner or myself, I come for a long time. I know Tom has mentioned that he pumps like 10 to 15 times when he blows, Was Tom talking about the duration of his ejaculate was 15 pumps?
Volume.
The volume was...
The volume, but also multiple pumps. Like, he's like... Now, if I remember correctly, the way that Tom said that he comes...
Yes. Thank you for laughing while you say that.
Is he comes a lot, and he comes multiple ropes, like more ropes than what people would call normal.
I understand, but he's not talking about pumps. He's talking about ejaculates. This guy's talking about pumps. Is that what he's talking about?
Well, I'm hearing duration, which is confusing.
All right, he says anyway, I go up to 20. That's what I think he's talking about 20 ejaculates.
20 ropes?
Whatever. No shit. I was curious as to whether there's any health concerns. No, what exactly? Relax, dude. I think sometimes people just write in or call into this show just to brag. You know what I mean?
And yeah, my dick is 30 inches. Is that a bad thing?
Too big, and I produce too much fluid.
Fucking asshole.
But by the same token, even though they may be sort of bragging, men are so freaked out about whether or not they're normal, they even worry about it when they're exceptional. You know what I mean? That's just how men are put together. So I don't know that he's necessarily just calling to brag. He's happy to have bragged, but also worrying that there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, is he coming too much? What do you think?
He's fine. He's bragging. I want to see my buddy Shaggy Two Dope breaking an arm. I didn't hear about this. Here, that sounds awful.
Yeah. Yeah, here it is.
Oh,
parkour!
No.
I broke my arm!
Oh,
my arm's broken!
Oh, no. Oh, poor Shaggy. That was a Segura move.
Yeah, he went full Segura, some would say. Here it is in slow motion.
Uh-oh.
Oh, parkour!
Did he yell parkour?
He did.
Oh, my God. You know what it makes me think of, which is on a recent episode, we watched a guy do a black backflip into the pool, right? Remember that whole video?
Yeah.
And that guy went from a much higher level to a much harder surface over a much greater surface area of his body. It makes me worry about that guy even more. But sorry, Shaggy. I'm sure you'll be fine. I know you've done all kinds of crazy shit. So good to see you, my friend. Sorry it's under these circumstances. I guess they made a whole thing out of it. Yes, he did. He knew right away. Ugh. What about an unintelligible white guy? Unintelligible white guy. Topics up there.
All right. Tell me if you could understand what this guy is saying.
All right.
I think so. Bullshit. People are going to sit back there. I can't handle this bullshit. People are going to know who they fucking with. Don't fuck with Zach the Ripple. The Ripple will rip your whole fucking hair off. That's what Zach the Ripple do. Rip your fucking hair off.
He sounds like he's had his tongue cut out, right? He's saying it's all bullshit. I'm going to rip your head off. I'm Jack the Ripper. But wow, is there something wrong with him? Something's wrong with him. Let me take a wild step.
What do you think is wrong with him?
Let me state it more. No, I'm like worried that he had like a bullet to the face or had a head injury or something. You know what I mean?
I think a head injury is very likely.
And I'm wondering, is that a beard that we're seeing along the bottom of his neck?
Sure is.
And is it covering a scar? Do you see it going up towards his right ear, our left? Do you see that?
I think it's covering up the transition from
I think there may be a scar there. And I think this guy may have had some crazy ass surgery.
Nah, I think this is a choice.
Hold
on, you're seeing
the beard is a choice.
I'm just saying, like, you're seeing this whole package and then you're thinking this guy is self-conscious about a neck scar probably.
No, I'm just thinking head injury and surgeries and things. This is not whatever this is. There's something wrong. There's something really wrong. And it's not just a cool guy.
I actually do. Like, it is considerably like uneven, that beard. And it's like so much that it's like, how could you mess up that bed?
Right. How could you be doing that?
It must be. Sometimes.
What do you mean by uneven? No, like it's thick on the chin and then it just
like
kind of
maybe this guy hit like a steering wheel or something and they had to sew it back up and it fucked up his larynx. Something like that. There's got to be.
Because there's something, there's a phenomenon in medicine where you like, something fucks with your symmetry, right? Like where you only see the left of things or something like that.
Yes.
What is that?
Well,
again?
That's different. That is called anosognosia. And that's when you have a right middle cerebral artery stroke you lose the left side of your body and you're not aware of it. Somebody, you could literally show your hand. I could, if let's say I had the right middle cerebral stroke and you showed me my left hand, I'd look at it and go, that's my left hand. Anyway, and I wouldn't be aware that it was paralyzed.
Whoa.
I wouldn't be aware. And you generally lose left side of the world. And when you ask them to like draw a clock, they'll draw it with all the numbers on the right side.
Wow.
Anosognosia.
Yeah. I mean,
and anosognosia is what drug addicts have, schizophrenics have, bipolars have when they're in their illness. And it's why they end up on the street and fucked up and don't want help with it.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
the fact that we allow anosognosia to kill people on the streets to me is a serious crime against humanity. But not topics for the light environment of your mom's house. We'll go back to brown and white for here.
Well, I don't know about you. I just feel like this guy has a case of anosognosia on the fucking left side of his face. You know,
well, there is a little left. You're right. There is a little left. Let's see it again. Let's see him moving. Let's see the move. Because he does have a little droop on the left side.
Bullshit, people. Oh, yeah. Stop sitting out there. I can't. Hand is bullshit. People like that don't know who they fucking with. Don't fuck with Sacramento.
But he's moving his left arm.
Put your whole fucking hair off. That's what some Sacramento do. Put your fucking hair off.
My bad, I forgot. It's my left, but it's his right.
Oh, the right? And now I think the droop's on the left. But again, that goes more to some head and neck injury.
But yeah,
you know what I mean? Rather than it being a brain injury, which you could, I think it's more a face and throat injury. Anyway, so let's
upon further review, I think I agree with you, Dr. Drew. Something is wrong with this guy.
Thank you. Thank you. But it did render him a cool guy. It rendered him as such. Let's do a couple more TikToks if we can. And then maybe a voice message. Oh, wow. I'm not happy I'm married. I wish I knew what he was saying.
Happiest days of their lives.
Wow. Is she upset by something the guy is saying or something her groom said?
I don't know. Something about this feels very arranged to me.
I don't know. Oh, the marriage, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. I like the way you put a whole narrative on a 2-second TikTok. All right, keep going.
I mean, why else wouldn't she want to?
Because that dude was yelling stuff. Maybe he was yelling insults or things she didn't like. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, keep going. Uh-oh. He's chasing a snake. There's a whole line of snake stuff on TikTok. Have you noticed that?
I have not.
Oh my! I get sometimes stuff with women catching catfish with their hands, and often guys like this digging into snake pits and pulling the snakes out. Very strange.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think the TikTok algorithm has caught on to what you gravitate towards. And I think.
I know that's what it's supposed to be, but I think if I spend like if I saw that TikTok, I'd spend, you know, 3 or 4 more seconds than I normally would on a TikTok, and then it starts sending you more stuff. You know what I mean? It's some of it's so astonishing. You're like, what is this? And then they start sending it to you. It's like, oh crap.
You know what's crazy? Yeah, because when you first see this, like it's kind of like it throws you off because when it starts, you do not think this is a snake catching video, you know?
No, you don't.
It looks like he's, you know,
yes,
he really loves Mother Nature.
It's a different snake he's going after.
What's that?
He's so happy with himself. All right, let's go to a voice message if you don't mind. Those TikToks are disturbing. Just saying.
Hi, Mommy Jean.
Yeah.
My name's Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Had 2 kids, so it's safe to say that my nether regions don't quite look the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
But the one part about it that drives me crazy is actually on my b-hole. There's like a little extra flap of skin.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like one of my b-hole wrinkles came unsewed, if that makes any sense. It doesn't really cause me any pain. It's just more of like an aesthetically unpleasing and just quite annoying when I'm trying to shave my beehole, quite honestly. What is this, and is there any fix to it?
Okay.
Thanks, Mommy. Keep your jeans high and tight.
Yeah, Stephanie. Thank you, dear. So, Stephanie, first of all, did you catch the about? Stephanie's Canadian or the Northern Plains, which was interesting. This is one of 3 things. A skin tag, your the anal ring, the butthole, as you call it, can develop these fibrous tags that come off, and they can be removed. So if you don't like it, get rid of it. Secondly, this could be a hemorrhoid, which is a little bit more of an ordeal to get rid of. And the way you're describing it, I don't think it's a hemorrhoid. And then the other thing that occurs to me that it could be, because you mentioned your pregnancies beforehand, I'm guessing you had an episiotomy during your pregnancy. You guys know what an episiotomy is?
Yeah, that's when you tear up the ABC connector, right?
ABC?
Or sorry, the AB connector.
AB.
For dudes, it's where the part between the ass and the ball, so you just cut it so it's one hole, right?
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to look up a third degree tear, okay? Vaginal tear, third degree. Let me show you what this is. Episiotomy are to prevent these tears, but where you cut the perineum. Picture. Oh, you're going to love this. Okay, so there it is. There's an actual picture, but on the right there.
Nope. All right, well, we can't show this.
All right, so. On the right. So you see how things can tear all the way through the anus, right? So you get the anal sphincter involved. So you can get a tear that goes through the vagina down the, what'd you call it, A to B?
The AB connector.
The AB connector gets torn, but it also tears the anus. And so when they sew it back up, sometimes, let's just say things aren't perfectly opposed. It can make little creases and things that people don't like. So my bet is it's a fibroma, you know, just the fibrous tag. And it could be easily taken off by a colorectal surgeon. So there you go. Solving another problem. Very important stuff. Russian back massage. How about that? Oh, my God. Oh! Oh, my God. I wish I understood what he was saying. Oh my god. That should have gone under hilarious or horrible. Yes?
Which one of these?
Horrible.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that guy's allowed. I like the way the room is padded so the screaming can't be heard outside of the room.
Yeah, I didn't even notice. This is a padded room.
Yes, it's a padded room, and it's so nobody can hear it. I like the way he's got a camera set up in the back there, too, to show people what he's doing. And I guess that's where this video came from. The practitioner seems very proud of what he's doing, and it looks incredibly dangerous. But God bless him. I wish I knew what he was saying. God, I wish I spoke a little Russian. It would be fun. All right, let's keep going. More videos. I don't know what to do with some of these except horrible or hilarious. Tom will think it's great. Guy flips out at a block party. I like all the Fed smokers in training we get to see these days.
Why weren't we notified you were going to shut our street down?
Uh-oh.
I pay more property tax than anybody here. I can't get through here. It's a one-way, sweetie.
Then go around,
sir. Yeah, that's, yeah. I know your fucking sentiment, bitch. So now we can get straight to it, ho. Let's get straight to it, ho. Let's get straight to it, ho. I don't have no parties where I block the street, ho. What you talking about? Get the fuck out of my face. Document that. Substantiate a party where I block the street, ho. Substantiate that, ho. That's why I know you on the other side. You are a fucking filthy ho.
I like the way she answers in her lovely little southern accent. Please, sir. I can't even do it. Calm down, sir.
You came over here to patronize me, bitch.
Uh-oh.
And I carry a gun everywhere I go. I haven't said nothing to you about a gun. And I've been recording the whole time since I've seen you, bitch. So don't try nothing slick.
Is that snow? What is that? What's that pile of stuff there?
It's just construction. I think it's construction.
Oh, cement. Sorry. Okay, yeah. Keep going. Is there more? Yep. I love this.
We know what you was from the jump, you $5 hoe.
Hey, we listen, Mr. Big Mouth.
Look, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, no.
Fuck you, bitch. Your privilege is extinct here, hoe. Your privilege is extinct here, hoe. Get the fuck, bitch. Get the fuck, hoe. We ain't asking you shit, bitch. On what authority did we gotta ask you to move on our fucking street, you old trifling fucking hoe? Trifling fucking hoe. Trifling fucking hoe. Yeah, fuck your mama, your plantation, Miss Daisy Ho.
I know it is a plantation, Miss Daisy Ho. He's so right. This dude's right.
I ain't scared of none of you bitches. I ain't scared of none of you motherfuckers. What?
You're staring like you got an issue. I wish you would. Fuck boy.
Come on. Don't you love this guy? Am I wrong?
Motherfuckers ain't running New Orleans. Get the fuck back where you from, bitch.
Okay, so this is New Orleans. That's it.
Unapologetic! I'm not running for office to fucking get rich. My first thing on my platform is that I'm going to donate 40% of my fucking salary back to my community in real time, on video. We gonna cut this double standard bullshit out.
Well, $40,000 is not gonna do too much, but I think he overestimates what a mayor makes, number one. Number two, I love this guy. I do. I think the,
substantiate that hope.
I think the women walking up in their sort of My Fair Lady attire are just so hysterical. And good, this guy, what I like the best about this guy, he's able to keep an angry pitch going without losing it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he's not running out of steam at all.
But he also didn't spill into, you know, dangerous aggression. He just kept it going, kept it up. You know, good for him. And also good for everybody else for not making it a bad scene. I appreciate
it. I ain't scared
that.
Of none of you bitches.
He shouldn't be. Gly flips out. Now, the mayoral run on the way to jail. I just heard this guy announce a mayor run. Is this another mayor run or is it the same guy?
I'm not sure. Here, tell me if this looks familiar.
Let's take a look.
Hello, my name is Jeff McCann. I'm running for mayor of Mobile, Alabama, baby. Hey, I ain't sending my makeup. I'm still gonna run. I'm running for the mayor, I promise you.
Why did you take the vehicle?
Man, if I had a woman like you, I wouldn't even take
it. I'm on this.
I took it because God told me to. And guess what? God helped me do everything. I steal everything, man. I steal your heart, baby.
Let's get in, buddy.
Watch out, steal the car, man.
That's fantastic. Is that the same guy?
Did you take it?
No, different guy.
Different guy. Oh, it's a different guy.
I did it, man. He ain't do shit.
You have anything?
I did everything. Steal my step language. Step I did everything. Hey, look, when I get out, I'm going to steal a police car.
Well, you know, horrible or hilarious? Hilarious. But also kind of horrible. So God bless the guy. All right. That's a new mayor of Mobile, Alabama, everybody. There we go. Let's see. Masters of Accents, another drunk Southern guy. The way you title these things, it's like too much.
I got a question for you after,
yeah, buddy.
By the way, after.
All right, after. After the, about this guy?
No.
Okay.
It's different.
All right.
I take all that shit back, I said. I ain't jumping off a damn tree, I ain't got a damn shotgun. But I'm telling y'all what, I'm gonna do a dub game in the morning. We're gonna flip it in, we're gonna end over. I'm telling you, I've been around a long time. I know I can do it. Come on in here, show me the bridge, show me the bridge.
That's drunk. And there is a kind of a mumbly white guy in the South. Have you ever met those guys? There's something about growing up down there that they are allowed to, some people are allowed to like mumble to the point you can barely understand them.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Cajun accent, right?
Kind of, but drunk for sure. And also, his lips look so big. It makes me worried. Does he have like something called angioneurotic edema where his like tongue and lips swell up? You know what I mean? That's possible.
Take all that shit back, I said. I ain't jumping off a damn tree. I ain't drinking a beer. I ain't got a damn shotgun. But I'm telling y'all what. I'm going to do a dub game in the morning. We're going to flip it in. We're going to win it over. I'm telling you, I've been around.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, his entire mouth looks a little infected.
Yes, it's all swollen up. Right, you're right. Annie, what do you got for me?
He's got that fucking gross white dude moist mouth thing.
Yes,
that's
yes,
like
he does.
Real.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't ever get that. It's like you just sit there and drool all day. Where does
I think
that come from?
It depends. There are things that will stimulate salivation. He's probably drinking or smoking or something that's like excessively stimulating. And he's so drunk that he can't like handle what's coming out of his mouth. You know what I mean? But there is a excess salivation thing. And the only good news about that is that dry mouth is associated with more dental cavities and things. So people actually do need a lot of that saliva to keep things moving. But it doesn't have to be dripping down his chin like that.
So you're saying this guy for sure has zero cavities.
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm trying to look on the bright side here. That it's gross, but better for him than if he had a dry mouth, I guess. Okay. Some TikToks, please. Thank you for this.
Oh, wait. First,
You had something
I have
else?
Something for you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, please. Whenever Andy says, I got something for your ass, I'm like, oh, shit. What's going on? Okay, go ahead.
Don't get scared. I'm your friend.
I know, but it's still impressive.
Actually, this one has nothing to do with me. I'm curious, have you seen and do you know what the fuck is up with Britney Spears? Have you seen Britney Spears?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
So, yeah. I feel like we haven't talked about it.
You haven't. You need to show me some of her videos so I can sort of react to them, okay? And maybe you can do that the next show.
Well, I mean, they're all on her Instagram, and they're all the fucking same thing, where she just twirls in a circle.
She's gyrating around in weird ways. Yeah.
Or she's like, it's a weird trend, like 2000s transitions with text that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I something bad is going on, I can tell you that.
For sure, but do you think, like, in seeing her, do you see any, like, where you're like, oh, that's definitely this condition?
Well,
you know what I mean?
I saw, when she first got put on the conservatorship, you definitely saw mania, right? She definitely was manic, definitely. Right. Now, was that mania something just due to bipolar, or was it related to substances? My suspicion was it was both. Then they put her on a 14-day hold, which is extraordinary. To put a young person on a 14-day hold, you have to be really sick. And so sick, and then to be put on this kind of conservatorship and kept on it for this period of time, suggests that there's something not just psychiatric, but also neurological going on. Now, what that something is, we don't know. They've not been forthcoming about it, and it's hard to tell from what we see of her. Whatever it is, it's not so severe that she can't function, right? She had a residency in Las Vegas, was able to dance and stuff.
Yeah, she's making money for the company.
And I'm of the opinion that she should have been let off her conservatorship, because she, even if it ruins her life, let's say she goes down, you know, has really trouble functioning and really gets fucked up and gives away her money, and it's her money that she earned. A lot of people screw their lives up in this world, and they're not held against their will in a conservatorship. So the fact that they continued it suggests that there's a whole piece here we're not aware of, and it's got to be neurological, because those kinds of things can be hidden, and they're hard to see sometimes. Do you have any videos with her twerking around, with her gyrating?
Here's something that we prepped for a previous YMH.
Okay, let's see.
Guys, this is what my Christmas tree looks like this year.
So let's have
this is our song.
You're in Britney. Yeah, spinning sometimes is something that people get into when they're psychiatrically ill. I've seen that. We had a guy on the streets in Pasadena that we just called the spinner, because he'd sit on the corner and spin. Every time he'd get to a corner, he'd spin. What that is, I don't particularly know. And you can sort of see the medications on her a little bit, right? You see that? But because her face, what we call her affect, is kind of flat. But that, again, that could be the mental illness, could be something neurological. But let's see what else you got here. What else?
Hi guys, I'm in my gym right now. I haven't been in here for like 6 months because I burnt my gym down, unfortunately. I had two candles, and yeah, one thing led to another, and I burned it down.
Wow.
So I'm in here and I only have two pieces of equipment left, and I'm going to show you guys what I do during this time.
Okay, thank you, Brittany.
So actually, I have a question. Like, if someone has a conservatorship,
yeah,
it's like, shouldn't those conservators be looking over this type of shit?
You would think so. You would think so. But they don't. They don't have control over everything all the time, right? And social media would be hard to. I don't know that they my understanding is that she had a pretty good conservator, and she was advocating on behalf of Brittany all the time, and was trying to give her a life and try to help her develop a life. The fact that she burned her house down, that's kind of a tell, isn't it? That's something more going on here, guys. And that she couldn't like have corrected course, and she had candles and burned her house down. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I think that's happening a lot with her that we don't know about, where there's fear that she's going to die if somebody's not kind of in control of things. There's something like that going on. I don't know what, but that's probably the reason she stayed on conservatorship, even though, let me say it again, I think she should have been let off conservatorship in some fashion. And it's interesting that I believe the conservative organization resigned because they felt kind of strongly about what was going on too. So there's way more going on. Plus, I don't understand fully the legal side. There must be some legal wrangling going on as well that only an attorney can really tell us about. So generally, I feel bad for Brittany. I feel bad for that woman. She wants to have a different quality in her life. She should have a chance at that, even if it ends up being a mess. This is in psychiatry and neurology all the time. You create a structured plan for that person. They stick with the plan. You have consequences if they don't stick with the plan. So I don't know. The whole thing seems like something fishy going on, something that we don't understand. Let's see. Do we get everything up there? We have any more TikToks for me?
Yeah, I think we have a couple more.
Sure. Good.
I had two hot dogs today, boys and girls, and I'm hungry now, and it's 12:48 in the morning, and I'm still hungry, and I am still not a dog. Ruff, ruff.
What the hell? This guy should be in movies or something. He's like right out of some sort of weird central casting.
Yeah, this guy fucks.
Woo! Oh, yeah. All right, give me another one. He could have been, could do the stage play for Jabba the Hutt.
Well, good morning,
yes,
my beautiful
thank
queen.
You.
Time to wake up.
It is indeed.
It's a big day.
It is?
Your birthday.
My birthday?
My very own beautiful slut muffin. I love you. You will always be my favorite. And Nick loves you. He loves you more
Nick.
Than anything. He loves you more than the day you
oh,
met.
Oh, there's your light. Okay. Is that Saint Nick?
He says your ass is beautiful.
Thank you.
And it will always be beautiful to him.
Who's Nick?
Your
is he
king
Nick?
Loves you, my queen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
And I love you. You get up and have fun. You guys need to jump on my page and wish her a happy birthday today. Today's her birthday. I love you, my queen.
Thank you, King. I've missed you. It seems like since Christina met with the king, he's sort of the bloom is off the rose a little bit. Not for me. I didn't go meet him, by the way, right? So keep bringing me the king videos. I still like the king.
Yeah, all right. You get what you want.
Number one.
All right, my queens and kings above 18. This goes out to my queens. My very own beautiful slut muffins.
What's wrong with his eyes? And when did the slut muffin thing start?
It's time to cuddle down for the night. Grab your special king or grab your special queen. Kings, you too. Grab your special queen or your special king.
Oh, yeah.
It's
whatever you're into.
It's time to cuddle down for the night. Enjoy a little bit of TV and relax and go to sleep. And have fun in the morning. Put your feet on the ground and dig off running. All right, my queens above 18. You guys have a beautiful night. I love you guys. You guys have a good night.
Come on. There's
we love
something,
you too, King.
We love you too, King. There's something about the King's affirmations that I just love. There's something about them that I can't get enough of. And I want to throw up my mouth at the same time. Let's be fair. I mean, don't. I'm not all the way in.
What part of that makes you want to throw up?
All of it. But I do love the affirmations on the left. That the conflict is what I like about King.
Hold on. I'd like to backpedal a little bit.
Okay, okay.
And I'd like to ask why when the King calls me a slut muffin. It makes me feel kind of special. I think I like it.
This is the magic of King. This is the magic. He makes you feel like he's talking to you and that you are special and you're going to have a great day. That's bizarre. It's bizarre, and that's what's bizarre about King and so great about him. It's bizarre, and by the way, in this video, what the hell's with his eyes? Is he actually asleep while he's making the video?
I think he's a little wasted.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
if that's all weed, he has just smoked half of Colorado.
Nah,
wow.
This feels more like a beer and pizza high to me.
I don't know that. No, that stuff usually opens your eyes. His eyes are swollen shut. That's weed, man. Look at that. You can't even see his eyes. It's hysterical. All right, listen. Give me one more voicemail before we go. Let's just cleanse our palate a little bit. Let me do something useful.
Yeah.
Something I can actually do and help somebody.
Yeah, you could help.
Oh,
you
no.
could help this person
oh, no.
right here.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Dr. Hitler. This is Chase from Missouri.
Chase.
Just had a quick question about the white. So I'm engaged, and I was wondering if I really wanted to, you know, give my fiance a treat and give her an extra big load.
Yeah.
How much of a difference would it make to where if I abstain for maybe a day or two, or if I relieve myself the day of, like, is there going to be that much of a volume difference? Let me know. Show me that you like me. I'll see you in May.
Chase from Missouri, I'm glad you didn't go to what kind of supplements can I take to get more semen, blah, 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 blah. That does not work. But to your point, there is sort of an optimal zone for a given male's volume.
Hell yeah.
If you evacuate on the same day, obviously you'll have less volume, thinner material. And if you hold out for a few days, that tends to increase it. The problem is that it can go the other way, and it's hard to know for a given guy how much he should hold in order to produce more. Usually it's around 5 days or so. I know, Andy, this is a great distress to you to even think about that.
No, actually, I'm glad you called on me. I know just what to do, Chief.
Okay,
the exact time is 6 days.
6 days.
6 days on the dot, and you're going to have that.
Yeah, five, six. And again, that is sort of where the zone I would put it into, 5 to 7. Some guys maybe up to 8 or 9, and some guys just 3 or 4. But if you go too far,
say 2 or 3.
If you go too far, it'll start to go the other way. So thank you, Nadav, for allowing me to really have helped somebody with this show before we wrap
up. Hey, man, we just want to help the people get big loads, and that's the community service that we're offering.
We just want to help the people. We're like the king. We just want to help the slut muffins out there. This will be on you'll hear that on a drop coming up on Newton shows soon, I'm sure. So have a wonderful day, everybody. I know you'll hit the ground running and in all seriousness, I opened the show by saying how much I appreciate the Your Mom's House world. And let me reiterate that. Gentlemen, I appreciate you as well. And we'll be here next time. Be sure to send the voice messages to 818-253-1693 and drdriftedark@gmail.com for the emails. And keep them high and tight, everybody. See you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation of the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.